Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Lovely. It is 12 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock, and Sanele is joining us on the line. Elder Sanele, how are you?
It's my elder. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Have you had a good day so far?
It's been a productive day. Thanks. I hope it's been the same for you.
It's been a lovely day. Thank you so much. Now, this lesson begins with a love story that rivals any romance novel one might have read. One that is unfortunately not too common in this generation, but it does give us an insight into Christ's intentions with regards to his love for us. My elder, please take us through today's lesson, starting with the couple referenced at the beginning of the chapter.
Thanks, my elder. It's a beautiful and heartwarming story of John and Anne Petar, who were married in 20 something.
Yeah.
And they lived in New York. So in 2016, they had been married for 83 years. And
wow.
At that point in time when their story was broadcasted, so they were apparently the longest couple the couple that was married for the longest time at the time. And when they got married, John was 21 and Anne was 17. And the funny thing is, their families objected to their marriage. So they eloped. And one of the aunts of Anne said to her father that, you know, a few days later after they got married, that, you know, the father shouldn't worry because their marriage won't last.
Mm.
And in 2016, John was 104 and Anne was 100.
Wow.
And they were still happily married.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and I understand where you're coming from, where you're saying that, you know, it's not so common these days. You know, so, and the secret that John told to the media is that, you know, in order for them, they had to get along, they had to compromise, and they had to be content. And, you know, after more than 83 years of marriage, it is said that their love and affection were still visible as they were sitting holding each other's hands. I'm sure, you know, they were wrinkled as they were in old age. And their marriage had gone through ups and downs for decades. However, they still maintained their love.
Beautiful stuff, man. All right. So what is the lesson all about?
So the lesson is about God's love for us and the type of relationship God wants to have with us as well. And, you know, what stood out for me is that there's a mention that Anne and John went through ups and downs, and I feel and think and believe it's the same with us or our relationship with God. And not just us, but you also see it in the lives of the Israelites as well, especially when they moved from Egypt to the promised land. It was, you know, there were times when they were obedient to God and there were times where they're not. And we continuously see God forgiving them. And it's the same as the lives that we are living today. And Jesus demonstrates his love to us, and we see that he gave his life to demonstrate his love. And for me, I cannot think of any other greater way to demonstrate that you love someone by sacrificing yourself. And there's a verse that we maybe some of us know, which is in Romans 5 verse 8, that says, while we were yet still sinners, Christ died
yeah,
for us.
Yeah, yeah. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Now, how does this apply to Christ's love for us? And what lessons can we take from for our own relationship with Christ, but as well as other relationships with other people?
Yeah, hey, you know, it's a tough one, my elder, because, you know, some may say, you know, hey, I'm not Jesus, you know, kind of thing.
And I've heard that a lot.
Yes, right. And I think the idea is that we may not be Jesus, but we try. Like, for instance, someone who's a first year medical student may say that I'm not a doctor. So you may not, the fact that you're not a doctor at first year does not mean that eventually you won't be one. You know, so our ultimate objective is we try daily, we die daily, we try to follow Jesus on a daily basis, and we try to live lives similar to how he lived. So even if, in fact, the fact that there's a verse that says, it's in Proverbs, or not, Isaiah, that says, even our righteous acts are as filthy rags, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that does not mean that we should not try our best to live as Jesus lived. And here's the part, that Jesus's love was not tit for tat, you know. And looking at the verse that we just spoke about, it was not a matter of you guys sinned, so in order for us to be right, you need to do X so that I can do Y. And it reminds me of a lesson that, you know, I was young, but, you know, I found it funny when I grew up.
Mm-mm.
And at church, they were talking about forgiveness. And it says, you know, I wish it was the other way around, but it was saying, if umama, ubaba stepped on umama, you know, umama should go to ubaba and say, baba, go puku puku ba unyawala mingene ngaphansi kwelaka. Yeah, so a light translation, you know, the wife should go to the husband and say, you know, my husband, because of my foolishness, although the husband stepped on her, she should proactively go to the husband and say, because of my foolishness, my foot got under yours, you know. And I think maybe the reason why it's funny is because this level of forgiveness is just inconceivable for us, because
we feel
that because we have been wronged, therefore the wrongdoer must come to us and ask for forgiveness. But that is not the characteristic of Christ that we're saying. So I think for us, when it comes to even us, when we have wronged God, we should proactively go and confess our sins and ask for forgiveness, similarly to, you know, one another. So life is a roller coaster. You know, in this journey with Christ, we will find times where we are perhaps perceiving ourselves as being on the straight part, and sometimes we know that we err. Similarly to, you know, our relationships with our spouses, colleagues, family members, it is bound to happen. And I think the lesson we should take is that we should not necessarily just even be responsive with mercy and forgiveness. It must be a proactive and innate characteristic that we should have of just being freely forgiving. However, you know, I think we must also be wise as serpents and humble as doves, whilst we do it as well, so that we don't end up being doormats of people.
Man, that's a beautiful one there, my elder. Your final thoughts regarding this lesson and how it comes to us today before I let you go?
Yeah, I think for me, there are two pieces of God's word. You know, when we're talking about, I like the part that, you know, Anne and John say that they went through decades of ups and downs. And it's the same with us. Sometimes, you know, sometimes we say we're even angry with God, you know, because maybe we expect him to do certain things for us, and we it seems as if he's silent and it doesn't come through. And I just want to read these two verses. The first is Romans 8, verse 28, which says, we know with great confidence that God, who is deeply concerned about us, causes all things to work together as a plan for good, for those who love God, to those who are called according to his plan and purpose. So the all things is the important one for me there. So whether we see a situation as adverse or favorable, we must just take confidence of the fact that God, in that, it is part of his plan. And the last one is found in the book of Matthew 7, verses 7 to 11. I won't read it because it's long for the sake of time.
Okay, all
but
right.
This is the verse that keeps me going, my elder, all the time. And I like the part where it says that, you know, if we ask or continuously ask, God will give us what we ask for. And it says, if you, as sinful human beings, when your children ask you for things, you give them, how much more the Father in heaven.
Man.
So that's the amount of love God has for us.
Man, Man. And I think that's a beautiful point to end it at. If truly humans can give great gifts, how much more of our Father, Sanele Gumede, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a fantastic one. I think we are going to be connecting with you again tomorrow at the same time and same place. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you, Mayor. Bye.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.